Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, March 17th. Crash shocks region. 9 dead, 2 in hospital. Among those killed include 7 members of USW golf teams. The story was written by Stuart Doreen. 9 people are dead. 2 were flown to a Lubbock hospital in critical condition. And a region that includes Midland and stretches to Hobbs, New Mexico, is left in shock after a collision Tuesday night, one of the worst in decades in West Texas, that involved a van carrying golf team members from the University of the Southwest. The Department of Public Safety on Wednesday released a list of those who died when a Dodge 2500 pickup hit the Ford Transit van carrying the golf team head-on about a half-mile north of State Highway 115 on Farm to Market Road 1788. Quote, "For unknown reasons, the Dodge pickup drove into the northbound lane and struck the passenger van head-on," DPS reported Wednesday. Both vehicles caught fire and burned. The 7 golf team members who died were Mauricio Sanchez, age 19, of Mexico, Travis Garcia, age 19, of Pleasanton, Jackson Zinn, age 22, of Westminster, Colorado, Carissa Rains, age 21, of Fort Stockton, Lacey Stone, age 18, of Nakona, Tiago Sousa, age 18, of Portugal, and head coach Tyler James, age 26, of Hobbs. DPS also reported that Dayton Price, age 19, of Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, and Hayden Underhill, age 20, of Amherst View, Ontario, Canada, were transported to University Medical Center in Lubbock. The passengers in the pickup were identified as Heinrich Siemens, age 38, of Seminole, and a 13-year-old boy whose name will not be released at this time. Quote, "We grieve with the loved ones of the individuals whose lives were horrifically taken too soon in this fatal vehicle crash near Andrews last night," Texas Governor Greg Abbott said in a statement, continuing the quote, "I ask Texans to join Cecilia and me in praying for the families of those whose lives were lost and for the recovery of 2 critically injured students," end quote. The members of the University of the Southwest golf teams were traveling back to Hobbs after participating in the first day of the TechLogix Collegiate Invitational at Rensselaer Hills Golf Club. The men's team had played 36 holes and the women's team 18 holes. The crash happened at 8:17 p.m. on Tuesday. The final round was scheduled for Wednesday, but Midland College canceled the final round. Midland College President Steve Thomas ordered flags at the campus to fly at half staff. Quote, "This is a devastating loss to that school, and words cannot express how deeply hurt we feel for their loss," Thomas said in a statement. The tragic crash involving a school vehicle is the 2nd in 4 months. In November, 3 people died when an Andrews High School bus traveling to Sweetwater for a playoff football game was struck by a person driving the wrong way on Interstate 20. For many at the University of the Southwest, they didn't receive the news until around midnight or on Wednesday morning. The University of the Southwest, according to the school's website, was founded in 1962 and is a private 4-year Christian university with less than 1,000 undergraduates. A Facebook post told followers that, quote, "The USW campus community is shocked and saddened today as we mourn the loss of members of our university family. USW counseling staff and the worship team will be available on campus today to provide support for students, faculty, and staff, end quote. USW President Quint Thurman offered the following in a statement on his Facebook page, quote, "It's a sad morning for family, friends, and staff at University of the Southwest in Hobbs. A van carrying the golf teams was in a head-on collision last night in Andrews County. There are fatalities. Prayers for all," end quote. There are at least three GoFundMe accounts related to those involved in the crash, and the university on its social media stated a donation site has been created in support of the victims and families. Quote, "I am deeply saddened by news of a fatal crash involving students and staff from the University of the Southwest in Hobbs," New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said in a statement. Quote, "This is a terrible, tragic accident. As we await additional information from authorities, my prayers are with the loved ones of all those involved," end quote. The crash is being investigated by the Texas Highway Patrol's West Texas Region District Crash Team with assistance by the National Transportation Safety Board. It is unknown if the passengers in the vehicles were wearing seatbelts. The investigation is still ongoing. Letter from the editor. Keep university loved ones in your prayers after tragedy. This was written by editor Stuart Doreen. Saddened, heartbroken, shocked, incredulous. Pick your description. That is what people across Midland, the region, and especially in Hobbs, New Mexico, are feeling. A West Texas tragedy has taken place as a pickup driving on the wrong side of Farm to Market Road 1788 slammed into a van carrying golfers across the isolated roads of West Texas and back to their home. God, please be with those at the University of the Southwest. Please be with their families and friends. Please be with those two passengers sent to a hospital in Lubbock in critical condition. Give the doctors and hospital staff caring for those students the guidance to help keep the death toll related to the crash at 9. It is hard not to think, why did this have to happen? It is hard to see what God's plan was when two vehicles collided after 8 p.m. on a two-lane road east of Andrews. The other driver was traveling in the wrong lane, slamming into a van that was about halfway to its destination. There is one. It's just hard to see at this moment. The same was true about 4 months ago when a bus carrying members of the Andrews High School band was hit on Interstate 20 by the driver of a truck traveling the wrong way on that road, one that wasn't isolated, one that is the busiest in West Texas. That happened in the middle of the afternoon, not in the evening. We take it for granted trips like the one taken by the members of the University of the Southwest golf team are easy. They aren't. Driving 100 miles isn't a hop, skip, and a jump. We now have two high-profile accidents involving school programs and 12 deaths to prove it. Please let there not be numbers 13 and 14. Thank you to all the first responders who were out on the scene to face something so gruesome that I don't want to ever have to imagine what they saw. Thank you to Midland College for deciding on canceling the second day of the tournament. Thank you to Midlanders who are considering providing support for a college that before Tuesday they maybe had never heard of or considered giving to families of students they have never met. Quote, please keep the families of students, coaching staff, and the USW community in your prayers as we come together to support one another during this difficult time. Those were the words from the University of the Southwest on his Facebook page on Wednesday morning. Sounds like the least we could do. Fundraisers. Supporters launch efforts to help cover expenses for victims' families. The story was written by J.C. Lewis. Three GoFundMe fundraisers have been started for victims of the University of the Southwest golf team van crash. Nine people were killed in the accident, including seven people representing the University of the Southwest. Funeral expenses for Carissa Raines was started Wednesday afternoon. Raines was a junior at the USW. Originally from Fort Stockton, she was majoring in biology, according to the USW's women's golf roster page. Her parents are Sandy and Gary Raines, and she has one sibling, Casey. The website page states she wanted to become a forensic scientist. Her favorite athlete is Nelly Korda, and her favorite team is the Los Angeles Dodgers. The GoFundMe page states, quote, "Lorraine's family has suffered such a tragedy in losing their daughter, Carissa. If you can find it in your heart, any amount will help this family with the expenses required during this difficult time. Carissa was such a beautiful and kind soul who will be deeply missed by everyone," end quote. Another GoFundMe fundraiser was started for Dayton Price on Wednesday afternoon. Price is currently in critical condition. The fundraiser was started by Darren Price. Price is a freshman at USW with a major in sports management. His hometown is Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. His parents are Darren and Ornella Price, and he has one sibling named Noella. He aspires to be a pro golfer, according to the USW's men's golf roster website. His favorite athlete is Ricky Fowler, and his favorite sports team is the Toronto Maple Leafs. His high school accolades include four-time regional TDSB golf champion, two-time provincial TDSB golf champion, and two-time provincial TDSB hockey champion. The GoFundMe page states, quote, "Our beloved friend and rising Canadian golf superstar Dayton Price was involved overnight in a fatal crash that involved Southwest University men's and women's golf teams. The coach and most athletes have perished. Luckily, Dayton is alive and airlifted to a nearby hospital with third-degree burns to his body's better half," end quote. He is currently in critical condition, and the doctors are working tirelessly to stabilize his condition. "We do ask that you help the family generously, as they will be incurring travel, lodging, medical, and other expenses that they were not prepared for. We do thank you in advance and wish Dayton a super speedy recovery so he can return to what he does best and represent Canada and the game he loves the most, golf," end quote. Any Given Tuesday has created a GoFundMe fundraiser for the victims of the accident involving the USW golf teams. Any Given Tuesday is a podcast dedicated to college golf. For information on the fundraiser for University of the Southwest Golf Program organized by AGT, visit https://www.gofundme.com/f/University of Southwest Golf Program for the fundraiser. The GoFundMe page states, quote, "Any Given Tuesday has created a page for the victims of the horrific tragedy involving the University of the Southwest golf team. All funds will be given to the families of the victims. This is an opportunity for all who care and work in the college golf world to support a program in need," end quote. Quotes: officials extend sympathy for those affected. The first comes from Midland College President Steve Thomas. Quote, "We extend our condolences to the USW family. This is a devastating loss to that school, and words cannot express how deeply hurt we feel for their loss. I have ordered the MC flag to fly at half-staff through Friday to honor the memories of Coach Tyler James and his team, end quote. The next comes from Governor Greg Abbott, quote, we grieve with the loved ones of the individuals whose lives were horrifically taken too soon in this fatal accident crash near Andrews last night. The Texas Department of Public Safety is working closely with local officials to investigate this accident, and we offer our full support to the University of the Southwest and the state of New Mexico. I ask Texans to join Cecilia and me in praying for the families of those whose lives were lost and for the recovery of two critically injured students, end quote. The next comes from New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. Quote, I am deeply saddened by news of a fatal crash involving students and staff from the University of the Southwest in Hobbs. This is a terrible, tragic accident. As we await additional information from authorities, my prayers are with the loved ones of all those involved, end quote. The next comes from Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Please join Jan and me in prayer for all of the victims of last night's horrific bus crash involving the University of the Southwest men's and women's golf teams outside Andrews, Texas. Our hearts go out to the families of the victims and the entire University of the Southwest community during this difficult time. During tragedies such as this one, Texans also know to thank our brave first responders for their important work and dedication to Texas communities. End quote. The next comes from Kevin Sparks, the Republican nominee for the District 31 State Senate seat. Quote, I'm heartbroken over the devastating accident that claimed the lives of 9 people and injured 2 others last night in Andrews County. My prayers are for the family and friends of those impacted by this tragedy. The next comes from U.S. Representative August Pfluger on his Facebook page. Quote, praying for the family members and loved ones of the USW golf teams who were killed in a bus accident near Andrews. Texas 11 grieves with our neighbors in Hobbs, end quote. The next comes from Texas State Representative Brooks Landgraf. Quote, our hearts are broken over the lives lost in the tragic crash on FM 1788 near Andrews involving the University of the Southwest golf teams. Shelby and I pray for all those who are grieving right now. We also want to express gratitude to Texas Department of Public Safety, West Texas Region, the Andrews County Sheriff's Office, Andrews Volunteer Fire and Rescue, and all other first responders who worked professionally and diligently amid terrible circumstances. End quote. The next comes from the city of Hobbs, New Mexico, where the University of the Southwest is located. Quote, the city of Hobbs stands with the University of the Southwest during this tragic time as they mourn the loss of members of their university family. We are deeply saddened and shocked by the news of the car crash last night involving both their men's and women's golf teams. Our own Rockwind staff have been affected as co-workers of some of these teammates and serving as their home course. Please keep their players, students, families, and staff in your prayers as they experience this as one. End quote. Online, programs, athletes, and schools express condolences. Athletic programs and colleges across the state share their condolences on social media following the deadly crash in Andrews involving members of the University of the Southwest golf teams. The crash occurred on Farm to Market 1788, approximately a half mile north of State Highway 115 in Andrews County. Quote, as a result of the crash, 6 students and 1 faculty member were killed, the Texas Department of Public Safety reported. 2 students in critical condition were transported by helicopter to University Medical Center in Lubbock. This was from Midland College Golf via Instagram. Quote, "Our scoreboard today, as we mourn the loss of dear friends, fierce competitors, and golf lovers, we are deeply saddened by the tragic events of last night. As we found out the devastating news, we canceled the rest of the tournament and met this morning to pray for the lives lost and the families affected. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the University of the Southwest and all the lives affected by this tragedy. We have cleared the rest of the scoreboard and left the USW men's and women's scoreboard in honor." From Midland Legacy Lady Rebels Basketball via Twitter, quote, "Such devastating news. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families, athletes, and University of the Southwest golf team and their community," end quote. This is from Odessa College via Twitter. Quote, "To our friends, our colleagues, and the students at the University of the Southwest, our hearts are filled with sorrow upon hearing the tragic news. Our most sincere condolences go out to the community of Hobbs and to the university. We offer thoughts of strength, courage, and peace to carry you through the days ahead," end quote. This is from UTPB Athletics. Quote, "From all of us at UTPB Athletics, our most heartfelt condolences go to the families and loved ones lost in last night's tragic accident." This is from Odessa College Wrangler Golf via Twitter. Quote, "This morning, our players gathered to show their support to the University of the Southwest men's and women's golf teams after a tragic accident last night. We proudly wear ribbons on our bags in their honor and will continue to support USW through this hashtag USW Strong, hashtag More Than Golf." From Texas Tech Women's Golf via Twitter. Quote, "Our thoughts are with the at USW Athletics and our friends in Hobbs following last night's tragic accident," end quote. From Baylor University via Twitter. Quote, "Praying this morning from Waco for all those affected by this accident, families, friends, classmates, and loved ones," end quote. From Texas Women's University Athletics via Twitter. Quote, "TWU Athletics sends our most sincere and heartfelt condolences to the entire University of the Southwest community regarding the tragic accident involving the USW men's and women's golf teams. Our thoughts are with the families and friends of all involved," end quote. From the UTEP men's golf team via Twitter. Quote, "Our hearts and thoughts go out to everyone affected by this sad and tragic story involving the University of the Southwest," end quote. Here are some tweets from some in the golf world. From Sir Nick Faldo, quote, "Awful to hear news of the University of the Southwest golf teams being involved in a fatal bus crash. Such a sad and tragic loss after what was meant to be a fun, exciting trip. My condolences to all," end quote. From Rick Shields, PGA, quote, "My sincere condolences go out to the families, friends, and fellow students of the several members of the University of the Southwest men's and women's golf teams that were in the fatal road accident," end quote. Here are some obituaries that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, March 17th. Roberts Funeral Directors of Shamrock, Texas, announced the passing of Craig Brooks. He is preceded in death by both his parents. He is survived by his wife, Darla Brooks, his son, Travis, his daughter, Trista, and Illa, his granddaughter. He is also survived by two sisters, Beverly Jennings of Denison, Texas, and Brenda Cook of Shawnee, Oklahoma, as well as their families. Graveside services will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, March 18th, in Shamrock Cemetery in Shamrock. Viewing will be held Thursday at the funeral home, with family receiving friends for visitation from 5 to 7 p.m. Arrangements are by Robertson Funeral Directors of Shamrock. Sign the online guestbook at robertsonfuneral.com. Jerry Ann Westmoreland, age 72, was a resident of Fort Worth, Texas. She passed away on Monday, March 14th. Services will be at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 18th, at the branch at NPW in Midland. Jerry Ann was born on April 18, 1949, in Stanton, Texas, to James and Joanna Webb. Jerry Ann is survived by her mother, Joanna Webb, her sister, Glenna Mims, her brother, Jimmy Webb, her three children, James Storms, Joanna Lean, and Aaron Westmoreland, and several grandchildren. She is preceded in death by her father, James Webb, and her husband, John Westmoreland. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Laverne Winters Bass, age 86, of Midland, passed away on Monday, March 14th. Laverne was born June 12, 1935. A public visitation for Laverne will be held Friday, March 18th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Ellis Funeral Home at 801 Andrews Highway in Midland. Fond memories and expressions of sympathy may be shared at www.ellisfunerals.com for the Bass family. Wanda Rogers, age 67, of Stanton, passed away on March 9th. A wake will be held from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, March 18th, at Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home Chapel. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Odessa American, Thursday, March 17th. This is Section A, the front page. The headline reads, "Tragic Wreck Claims 9 Lives." Support flows in following fiery accident. From the Odessa American. 9 people are dead after a pickup crossed into oncoming traffic Tuesday night near Andrews and collided head-on with a van carrying a New Mexico University's golf teams. The University of the Southwest's van was carrying both men's and women's golf team members. The Texas Department of Public Safety confirmed the identities of all 9 people Wednesday afternoon. The 6 students from University of the Southwest who were killed include 19-year-old Mauricio Sanchez of Mexico, 19-year-old Travis Garcia of Pleasanton, 22-year-old Jackson Zinn of Westminster, Colorado, 21-year-old Carissa Rains of Fort Stockton, 18-year-old Lacey Stone of Nakona, and 18-year-old Tiago Sousa of Portugal. The coach was identified as 26-year-old Tyler James, who was in his first season as the head coach of the University of the Southwest. The 2 deceased in the pickup were identified as 38-year-old Henrik Siemens of Seminole and an unidentified 13-year-old boy. All 9 people were pronounced dead by Justice of the Peace Nery Flores. 2 students were airlifted to a Lubbock hospital. They were identified as 19-year-old Dayton Price of Mississauga, Ontario, and 20-year-old Hayden Underhill of Amherst View, Ontario. Price and Underhill are both listed in critical condition at University Medical Center. The fatal collision happened at 8:17 p.m. Tuesday on Farm to Market Road 1788 about half of a mile north of State Highway 115 in Andrews County, the DPS press release detailed. DPS also stated in the press release that a Dodge 2500 pickup was traveling southbound on Farm to Market Road 1788, while a Ford Transit passenger van registered to the University of the Southwest was traveling northbound on Farm to Market Road 1788. For unknown reasons, DPS detailed, the Dodge pickup drove into the northbound lane and struck the Ford passenger van head-on. Both vehicles caught fire and burned. The crash is being investigated by the Texas Highway Patrol's West Texas Region District Crash Team with assistance by the National Transportation Safety Board. The crash investigation is still ongoing. DPS Sergeant Stephen Blanco added the additional detail, quote, there will be autopsies and toxicology done, and that will be done at the South Plains Forensic Pathology in Lubbock, unquote. The University of the South men's and women's golf teams were traveling back to Hobbs, New Mexico Tuesday night, and they were scheduled to return to Midland College on Wednesday. Midland College announced on Wednesday morning the tournament has been canceled. The University of the Southwest is a private Christian university in Hobbs, New Mexico. Its enrollment is a little more than 1,000 students. The fatal collision happened roughly 6 months after the Andrews High School band was involved in a fatal collision that killed three, including its band director, Darren K. Johns, and statistician of the Andrews football team, Mark Elbert Boswell. According to the University of the Southwest's website, James started his collegiate playing career at Ottawa University. James finished his playing career and graduated from Howard Payne University. He received a Bachelor of Science in Education from Howard Payne University and received a Master's of Science in Kinesiology from East Texas Baptist University. GoFundMe has notified the Odessa American of two verified pages for funeral expenses for Raines and medical expenses for Price. The page for Raines is tinyurl.com/YCKSSBEV, while the page for Price is tinyurl.com/8X5FAW45. According to the University of the Southwest website, Raines was a junior from Fort Stockton. She graduated from Fort Stockton in 2019 and was majoring in biology. Price's GoFundMe page details he has third-degree burns to his body's better half. It also states that Price is in critical condition. Price is a freshman from Mississauga, Ontario. Stone was listed as a freshman who was studying global business management. Sousa and Sanchez were freshmen at the University of the Southwest, while Zinn was a junior studying hospital management. Garcia was a freshman studying criminal justice, and Underhill was a freshman studying global business management. According to our media partners at CBS 7, the scorecards for the University of the Southwest men's and women's golf teams are hanging as a tribute at the Ranchland Hill Golf Course in Midland. The University of the Southwest issued a statement at 8:28 a.m. Wednesday. The USW campus community is shocked and saddened today as we mourn the loss of members of our university family. Last night, the men's and women's golf teams were traveling back to campus from competition in Midland, Texas, when their bus was struck by oncoming traffic. Nine passengers, including the coach, were on the university bus involved in the fatal accident. While the accident investigation is still underway, reports indicate that seven passengers aboard the bus were killed in the crash. Two of the passengers are in critical condition, undergoing medical treatment in Lubbock, Texas. USW is coordinating with Texas DPS to assist with the investigation and public information efforts. University administration is communicating with families of the students and coaching staff to provide more information as it becomes available. USW counseling staff and the worship team will be available on campus today to provide support for students, faculty, and staff. Please keep the families of students, coaching staff, and the USW community in your prayers as we come together to support one another during this difficult time. At 9:17 a.m. Wednesday, Midland College issued a press release that included a statement from Midland College President Dr. Steve Thomas and Midland College Athletic Director Forrest Allen. "We extend our condolences to the USW family," Thomas stated in the press release. "This is a devastating loss to that school, and words cannot express how deeply hurt we feel for their loss. I have ordered the Midland College flag to fly at half-staff through Friday to honor the memories of Coach Tyler James and his team. All of the players and their coaches from the participating schools met together early this morning," Allen stated in the press release. "We were all shocked to learn of this tragedy, and our thoughts and prayers are with USW as they grieve this terrible loss. I have talked with USW's athletic director, Steve Apple, to let him know that all Midland College athletic team players and coaches are ready to help in any way during this time." State Representative Brooks Landgraf, Republican Odessa, issued a statement on his Facebook page. "Our hearts are broken over the lives lost in the tragic crash on FM 1788 near Andrews involving the University of the Southwest golf teams. Shelby and I pray for all who are grieving right now. We also want to express gratitude to Texas Department of Public Safety, West Texas Region, the Andrews County Sheriff's Office, Andrews Volunteer Fire and Rescue, and all other first responders who worked professionally and diligently amid terrible circumstances." Governor Greg Abbott issued a press release after the fatal collision. "We grieve with the loved ones of the individuals whose lives were horrifically taken too soon in this fatal vehicle crash near Andrews last night," Abbott stated in the press release. "The Texas Department of Public Safety is working closely with local officials to investigate this accident, and we offer our full support to the University of the Southwest and the state of New Mexico. I ask Texans to join Cecilia and me in praying for the families of those whose lives were lost and for the recovery of two critically injured students." Congressman August Pfluger also issued a statement on his official Facebook page. "Praying for the family members and loved ones of the USW golf teams who were killed in a bus accident near Andrews. Texas 11 grieves with our neighbors in Hobbs," Pfluger stated in the press release. Throughout Wednesday, many individuals and golf programs took to Facebook and Twitter to express their sentiments to the University of the Southwest men's and women's golf programs. Those individuals included golf legend Sir Nick Faldo, who tweeted, "Awful to hear the news of the University of the Southwest golf teams being involved in a fatal bus crash. Such a sad and tragic loss after what was meant to be a fun, exciting trip. My condolences to all." The Odessa College Wrangler Golf account tweeted, "This morning our players gathered to show their support to the University of the Southwest men's and women's golf team after a tragic accident last night. We proudly wear ribbons on our bags in their honor and will continue to support USW through this #USW-strong #morethangolf. Odessa College posted a statement on its Facebook page that read, "To our friends, our colleagues, and the students at the University of the Southwest, our hearts are filled with sorrow upon hearing the tragic news. Our most sincere condolences go out to the community of Hobbs and to the university. We offer thoughts of strength, courage, and peace to carry you through the days ahead." The Western New Mexico University Twitter account tweeted, "We are deeply saddened involving the University of the Southwest men's and women's golf teams. Our thoughts are with their family and friends and the USW community." The New Mexico Men's Golf Twitter account tweeted, "We are sad to learn of the tragic accident involving the University of the Southwest men's and women's golf teams. Our thoughts and prayers are with the USW golf teams, the families of these young student athletes, the USW Athletic Department, and everyone involved." This article is entitled, "Hispanic Heritage of Odessa Meets for Second Charla," by Michael Bauer, Odessa American. On Wednesday, Hispanic Heritage of Odessa held its second Charla, chat, which features local women from the Hispanic community. A Charla is a community talk. "We try to bring in as many Latinas as we can that talk about the different things they do in the community," Hispanic Heritage of Odessa Executive Director Carol Uranga said. Uranga said the discussions vary from different themes. "All times, they're a personal, individual conversation that brings us all out, and we encourage other Latinos to get involved in the community and let them know what's out there," Uranga said. "It's free advertising for the people who host it because we go to different businesses in town. We talk about all kinds of different themes." The event was put on by Hispanic Heritage of Odessa and helped organized by the organization's president, Liliana Marquez. The discussion took place at Casa Ortiz near Medical Center Hospital. Marquez said the purpose of Wednesday's discussion is to help empower local women. "It's a chat between women who express our feelings and our needs and wants, and it's also to promote ourselves as the businesswomen that we are, and the mothers, as the daughters, as a friend to others," Marquez said. One of the guests on Wednesday was Masterpiece Officer Elizabeth Baeza. "She talked to us about fraud and about scammers in the county and the city, and we need to watch out for them," Uranga said. "So many people don't pay attention, and suddenly they've been robbed silly. That was really important. We also had the bilingual program that was brought to us by Monica Cervantes." Wednesday was the second edition of Hispanic Heritage of Odessa's Charla. The discussions will continue to be held every 9 a.m. on Wednesdays, with next week's event taking place at Truist Bank on 7th Street and Texas Avenue. "It's a way to interact with each other and to talk about different topics, because sometimes we have questions and we're not sure who to ask," Marquez said. The discussions are also live-streamed on Facebook every week. "There are topics that some people may not know about, such as the scams, so that was the whole purpose of doing a live Facebook," Marquez said. "We're able to send a message out, and the message could be about the scammers. There are many topics, many areas that we cover in our live coverage." Marquez says so far, the feedback for the discussion has been great. "We've been wanting to do this for a while," Marquez said. "Finally, we got started, and the feedback has been so good. Women are so excited. Everyone's loving what we're doing and the live show on Facebook. Everybody's making comments and suggestions. We're getting a message across. The feedback is great. The agenda's getting pretty booked. We're inviting even more businesses that would like to invite us." Hispanic Heritage of Odessa has been around for over 30 years. "We try to encourage," Uranga said. "Every time we have an event and every time we do a project, we try to bring in the culture, the tradition, and history of Hispanics, because we want to encourage Hispanics to get out and reach into the community, to take that step and be part of the political process, a part of the public entities. We make a difference because we'll never change if we don't get involved in the community. That takes stepping out and being involved." This is the section called Quick Hits. Free ARP Tax Aid. ARP is offering free tax assistance to seniors by appointment through April 12th at the Northside Senior Center, 1225 Adams Avenue. Masks are required. To schedule an appointment, call 432-337-5000. 5281. Carnival. Ector County Coliseum, 4201 Andrews Highway, has scheduled the Wrights Amusement Carnival today through March 27th. Carnival bands are $30. For times or more information, call 432-366-3541. Blood Drive. Medical Center Hospital has scheduled Share a Pint Blood Drive from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today at the main admitting entrance. Sign up online at bloodhero.com. For questions, contact Susan Thornton at 432-640-2347 or email sthornton@echd.org. National Quilt Month Film Series. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4909 East University Boulevard, has scheduled National Quilt Month Film Series at 6 p.m. Thursdays. Today, Paducah, Kentucky, Quilt Fever. March 24th, Biza Butler, Quilt Portraits, G's Bend Quilters. March 31st, Ken Burns Quilt Collection. There will be videos of famous quilt artists, quilt events, and quilt collections. Admission is free. For more information, visit noelartmuseum.org. Citizens on Patrol. The Odessa Police Department is looking for ways to connect with our community. Citizens on Patrol is a great program that helps us better work together. The Odessa Police Department is currently taking applications for the next Citizens Police Academy. Application deadline is Friday. Classes will begin on March 31st. There is no registration fee, and the Odessa Police Department will provide all classroom materials. For application or more information, visit odessa-tx.gov/480/citizens-police-academy. Fish Fryers. Knights of Columbus, number 3203, and Daughters of Mary has scheduled Fish Fryers fundraisers from 5 to 7 p.m. each Friday during Lent, except for Good Friday, March 25th, at St. Mary's Catholic Church Cafeteria, 618 East 18th Street. Plates are $12 each. For more information, call 432-332-5334. Fish Fry and Food Drive. Knights of Columbus 17679 has scheduled a fish fry and food drive from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday and April 1st at Holy Redeemer Parish Hall, 2633 Conover Avenue. The menu will include fried fish, coleslaw, hush puppies, cornbread, dessert, and drink. Plates are $12 or support the House of Mercy $10 a plate when two non-perishable items are donated. Visit koc17679.now.site/home. This is page 2. This article is entitled, Midland College Continues to Award Over $1 Million in Scholarships, from OA Life. Because of the many generous donor-directed scholarships, each year Midland College awards over $1 million in scholarships. Last year, the college awarded $1.4 million to students, which included recent high school graduates and older students, many of whom are learning new workforce skills or upgrading existing skills. Midland College has been awarding scholarships for many years, MC President Dr. Steve Thomas said. We have wonderful donors who know that students will get a quality education at Midland College, and they want to help our students reach their higher education goals and career dreams. For the upcoming 2022-23 academic year, MC will award the Jones Presidential Scholarship, a special scholarship awarded to 10 2022 high school graduates who have at least a 2.5 GPA and show strong leadership potential as evidenced through an essay and letters of recommendation. The scholarship amount is $5,000 per year for a maximum of 2 years. The Marion and Jan Jones Endowed Scholarship also funds many other students, both recent high school graduates and non-traditional students, Aaron Casey Richardson, MC Director of Scholarships, said. In fact, Midland College has numerous donor-directed scholarships that do not require any family income considerations. As long as students have a 2.5 GPA and can maintain a 2.5 GPA, C-plus average, they will receive scholarship assistance while attending MC. All they have to do is complete the 2022 FAFSA, Free Application for Federal Student Aid, complete the MC application and enroll, and complete the simple online MC scholarship application. We know paying for college, especially during current times, is difficult. We are here to help. Casey Richardson explained that students who have enrolled and completed the FAFSA and MC scholarship application by July 1, 2022, will receive priority consideration for the 2022-2023 academic year. Students should go ahead and complete the 2022-2023 FAFSA now. Registration for the fall semester begins April 4th. And the online MC scholarship application will be available on May 16th. For more information, visit www.midland.edu/scholarships or contact the MC Scholarship Office at scholarships@midland.edu, 432-685-4765. This is the obituary column, Thursday, March 17th. John Hudson Price, Woburn, Massachusetts. John Hudson Price, 62, of Woburn, Massachusetts, passed away unexpectedly at his home on August 16, 2021, from natural causes. A memorial service will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, March 18th, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home, with Reverend Jimmy Braswell officiating. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. John was born on March 15, 1959, at Medical Center Hospital in Odessa, to John, Tom, and Ella Frances Burba Price. John is preceded in death by his infant daughter, Catherine, parents John and Frances Price, maternal grandparents John and Lydia Burba, and paternal grandparents William and Cora Price. John is survived by his sisters, Debbie Hargis and Cynthia Hauk, and their families, his first wife Jackie Morrill of Huntsville, Arkansas, son Sean Price, daughter-in-law Elizabeth, with his beloved grandchildren Sasha, Aiden, Caleb, all of Flint, Texas. He leaves his former wife and loving companion, Nina Welford, of Hingham and Cohasset, Massachusetts, as well as her children and grandchildren. James Neil London, Moody, Texas. London, 1928 to 2022. James Neil London, age 93, of Moody, Texas, was called home on March 7th. He was born August 19, 1928, in Bailey, Texas. He was the only child of Clarence Neal and Zena Merle Henderson London. James was preceded in death by his parents, Clarence and Merle, his son Ernest and wife Ernestine. James is survived by his sons Dennis, Marion London, and Albert London of Moody, Texas, his grandchildren Leah Clancy of North Canton, Ohio, and Natalie London of Midland, as well as great-grandchildren and cousins and nieces and nephews. A celebration of life will be held in Temple at 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 19th at Crawford Bowers Funeral Home in Temple. Graveside service will follow at Moody Leon Cemetery. Pastor Dan Clancy is officiating. Death notices. Ron Aminette, Midland. Ron Aminette, 80, of Odessa, died Sunday, March 13th in Midland. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home of Odessa. Antonio Tony Castaneda, Odessa. Antonio Tony Castaneda, 48, of Odessa, died Monday, March 14th in Odessa. Celebration of life will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, March 18th at Martinez Funeral Home outside Chapel. At the family's request, cremation has been opted for alternative means of burial. Father Joseph Euchre is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home of Odessa. Anita A. Adams Davis. Anita A. Adams Davis, 77, of Odessa, died March 8th. Funeral service is scheduled for 2 p.m. Friday, March 18th at American Heritage Funeral Home. Burial will follow at American Heritage Cemetery in Midland. Glenna Ann Watley Jones. Glenna Ann Watley Jones, 67, of Odessa, died March 11th. Funeral service is scheduled for 1 p.m. Thursday, March 17th at American Heritage Funeral Home. Burial will follow at American Heritage Cemetery in Midland.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.